back to Ben. Hello, beloved, and thank you for joining us again for a Bible study together in the truth of the living God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ alone can satisfy the hunger of the human spirit. Well, I'm so glad that you've joined us for another study, a short, brief study together here in Romans chapter 6, as we're talking about how that reading God's Word will set you free, and hearing it, believing it, accepting it, obeying it, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Beloved, you want to be free from sin's control? You want to be free from its dominion? You want to be free from living a defeated Christian life? You can be. Jesus came to liberate us. He came to deliver us. He came to set us free. And, beloved, that's the kind of life that should be the normal Christian life. But unfortunately, it's abnormal because so many Christians live defeated, miserable, wretched lives, go through a routine of serving the Lord, live under rules and regulations that God never intended for us to set up and live under. Because we have the Holy Spirit of God living within us, and through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God, we have all the power we need to live as more than conquerors, to live like who we are, and to be what we are through the indwelling Holy Spirit of the triune Godhead. And so, beloved, let's look again here in Romans chapter 6 and grasp and comprehend the fact that in our spirit we have died to sin. In our spirit we are alive unto righteousness. And that's the way the Lord God desires for us to live. And remember, baptism is simply an illustration. The physical baptism is an outward manifestation to the world, a testimony, an act of identification with Christ, showing that we've already been immersed by the Holy Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 12:13, we've already been immersed into the body of Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit of God in saving us and bringing us into the body of believers. And so baptism is simply the outward manifestation and picture of what has already occurred within our spirit when we accepted Jesus as Savior. And so we are dead to sin. Awaken to that fact, beloved. You say, well, I don't feel dead. No, because you're walking after the flesh. The old flesh is not dead to sin. But you and I get our identity from our spirit. We were dead in trespasses and in sin. We were dead to God and alive unto sin. But now, beloved, we've received Christ as Savior. We've been redeemed. We've been delivered from the bondage of sin and the slave market of sin. And now, beloved, we have life eternal. We're never going to die. We have already passed from death unto life. We're told in 1 John and also in John chapter 11, Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So, beloved, I'm never going to die. This body, this earth suit, it's going to die because that's the penalty for sin, Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death, and Paul calls this earth suit, this body of death. And that's what it is. It's a body of death. And so it's going to die, but not Bob Griggs. Bob Griggs has eternal life, and I've already passed from death into life. Praise the Lord. Verse 7, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, beloved, go to the cemetery sometime, visit the grave of an alcoholic, take along a case of whiskey and pour it on the grave. See what happens. Nothing. That alcoholic's not going to get up out of that grave. He's dead. That body's dead. And that body's no longer going to try to consume alcohol. It's dead. And so, beloved, you and I, whatever the habit of sin is that's been controlling your life, wake up to the fact that in Christ Jesus you have died. You died to that old life of sin. And you say, well, I don't feel dead. No, you're walking by the flesh. You're still allowing the flesh to control you and to have dominion, when the Lord is the one who should be controlling you and having the dominion, because the Spirit of God lives within your spirit. He's there to empower you, to enable you to walk in obedience to the Word of God. That's why we've got to get into the Bible, beloved. That's why we must get into God's Word every day. That's why we need these truths penetrating and filling our thoughts and our mind and renewing our minds so that we will live like who we are, not like who we were. Because we're no longer dead in trespasses and in sin. We're now alive. We've already passed from death into life, and we're never going to die. We have eternal life. And sure, the body will die, but the body is not us, beloved. We are alive in Christ Jesus. Verse 8, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Galatians 2:20, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Faith, you've heard the song, faith is the victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Yes, beloved, faith is the victory. As we by faith claim what is ours, as we by faith believe what God says right here in His Word, and we by faith believe that God's Word is true. You believed it when you accepted Christ as Savior. You trusted Him to keep His Word, and He did. And so now you're a child of God. Now live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Remember, four times that's repeated in the Word of God. Now the just shall live by faith. And so, beloved, by faith, claim these truths. If we be dead with Christ, we shall also live with Him. He arose to set us free and to give us eternal life, to prove that He is life eternal, and now we're to walk in newness of life. Verse 9, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He liveth unto God. Likewise, beloved, in Christ we died. Likewise, in Christ we were buried. Likewise, we arose in Christ Jesus to walk in newness of life. And now we're new creatures. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So live like who you are, not like who you were. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. And so, beloved, death hath no more dominion over you and me. We have passed from death into life. We have eternal life. We are never going to die. Yes, this body will die, but the body is not us, remember. We have a new identity. We are now sons of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. So live like who you are, beloved. Verse 11, likewise reckon. Now here is an accounting term. This is a term of recognition of who you are. The Lord wants us to know that we are new creatures in Christ. We're not who we used to be, beloved. Old things have passed away. Beloved, all things have become new. The Lord wants us to recognize that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus and to believe and count it to be so, to accept this truth and to act upon it. Reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, because in our spirit we are dead unto sin. So let's walk after the Spirit rather than walking after the flesh. Let's reckon the old flesh to be dead unto sin, and it's going to raise its ugly head. It's going to rebel. It's going to do everything it can to stir up evil lust. It's going to seek to draw you to pornography. It's going to seek to draw you to alcohol. It's going to seek to draw you to drugs. It's going to seek to draw you to gossip. It's going to seek to draw you to divisions and strife. It's going to seek to cause you to be jealous. It's going to seek to cause you to walk after the flesh and to live a carnal, fleshly, defeated, miserable, wretched life, like Paul described in Romans 7 when he said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Because he had just described the struggle that takes place between the indwelling Holy Spirit and indwelling sin that's within this flesh. And it's a miserable way to live. But we do not have to live that way, beloved. We now have new life in Christ. We are a new creation. We are to reckon these truths to be a reality and to begin to practice them and to begin to live as if they were so, because they are, beloved. This is the truth. Accept the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth will liberate you from the control and dominion of sin. The truth will liberate you from those sinful habits, from those sinful practices, from those sinful appetites, from those sinful desires. The truth will set you free, beloved. God says so, and God always keeps His word. Till next time, goodbye.